Unit 6D. Exercise 2. Page 108.
Oliver Twist. The boys at the workhouse ate in a large stone hall. At one end, there was a copper, out of which the master ladled gruel at mealtimes. Each boy had only one ladleful and no more, except on public holidays when he had 2 ounces and a quarter of bread. The bowls never needed washing as the boys polished them with their spoons until they shone. When they had done this, they would sit staring at the copper with such eager eyes as if they could easily eat the very bricks of which it was made. Meanwhile, they licked their fingers, trying to catch any stray splashes of gruel. Generally, boys have excellent appetites, and so Oliver and his companions suffered from slow starvation for 3 months. They finally got so wild with hunger that one boy, who was somewhat tall for his age, and not at all used to that sort of thing because his father had owned a small bakery, said to his companions that unless he had another spoon of gruel daily, he was afraid that one night he might eat the boy who slept next to him. He seemed to have a wild, hungry look in his eye, and the others entirely believed him. A meeting was held, and lots were drawn to see who should walk up to the master after supper that evening and ask for more. The task fell to Oliver Twist. The evening arrived, and the boys took their places. The master, in his cook's apron, stood beside the copper with his assistants behind him. The gruel was served out, and a long grace was said. After the gruel disappeared, the boys whispered to each other and winked at Oliver, while his neighbours nudged him. Oliver was desperate with hunger and misery. He rose from the table, and walking towards the master with his bowl, said,
"Please, sir, I want some more."
The master was a fat, healthy man, but he turned very pale. He gazed in astonishment at the boy for some seconds, and then held on to the copper for support. His assistants were paralyzed with wonder, and the boys with fear.
"What?"
said the master eventually in a faint voice.
"Please, sir,"
replied Oliver.
"I want some more."
The master hit Oliver's head with the ladle, held him tightly in his arms, and shrieked aloud for the policeman.